Hello, it is January 13th, 2024, and today we have the Ace of Fire, Aries, Leo, Sagittarius. We're off to a great new year with a pair of aces, and very complimentary ones at that. The Ace of Wands, or Rods, or Staves is another startup, whereas the Ace of Swords, often called an aha moment, a brilliant revelation or idea, is sharp, focused, and clear-minded. The Ace of Wands is the beginning of a new passion, and we're all fired up, eager to get on with something new. Both the knights of the suits of air and fire are riding the fastest horses of the four knights, blowing past the Knight of Cups, water, and Knight of Coins, or Pentacles, earth. Fire needs air to burn, but wind can easily blow a fire out of control. It's all about balance, which is the key and the goal. Inspiration is a divine gift. The giant hand emerging from the clouds is presenting us with this gift, something money can't buy. Lack of inspiration is sheer hell to an artist or creative person, but this is a card that would keep you awake at night in a good way. This is I can't wait to start energy. Raw power, a spark plug, ignition. The fire is lit, the rocket is launched. This is a hot, fast-burning energy. Lighting a fire is one thing, keeping it going is another. Not enough fire and we fail, the flame dies. Too much fire is fatal, we burn too hot and burn out. The Rider-Waite-Smith deck shows the thick, strong, straight branch of wood being presented to us by the heavenly sky hand of the tarot to be sprouting green leaves from the top. We're in a rush to get this planted. All of the wands of the suit are sprouting. Quickly. Urgent is the word and the feeling. Aces are number ones, the first of their suit's progression. The potential is, well, potent. If the wand on this card looks phallic, it's because it is. This is the card of male fertility and conception. So far, so good. The way a new year should feel. Keep the spark alive.